Route 8, Swakopmund to Namib Desert Lodge and Caesium. Through the desert. This is an extraordinary 5-hour, 350 km, desert route, which follows the coastal road from Swakopmund to Walvis Bay, between the desert and the sea, before turning onto the gravel road that runs eastwards and southwards through the desert, and the Kwaiseb and Gor passes towards the frontier stop of Solitaire. South of Solitaire is Namib Desert Lodge with its fossilized dunes and spectacular scenery, and then, further south, Caesium, gateway to the famed dunes of Sossusvlei. Between desert and sea. After appreciating the sights of Swakopmund and surrounds, and a last breakfast at the Delight Hotel, it's time to travel further south to some of the most spectacular scenery in the Namib Desert. The 30 km route southwards from Swakopmund to Walvis Bay is a breathtaking stretch between the sand dunes and the crashing Atlantic Ocean. Walvis Bay is known for its lagoon, an internationally acclaimed Ramsar site that is visited by thousands of water birds. The lagoon and the adjacent salt works attract lesser and greater flamingos, which tinge the water with pink at various times of the year. Into the Namib. As you leave Walvis Bay, you pass the lofty Dune 7 on the left-hand side. Soon the gravel plains of the desert surround you. Vogelfederberg, an outcrop of giant granite boulders, is a landmark on this section before the turnoff to the Gobabeb Training and Research Center, a center for research into the ecosystem of arid environments like the Namib Desert. Eventually the road dips into the Kwaiseb Canyon to cross the bridge over the Kwaiseb River and snakes through the tawny hills before leveling out again. The Kwaiseb Canyon is where geologist Henno Martin, author of The Sheltering Desert, and his colleague and friend, Herman Korn, made their hideout to avoid internment during World War II. Next is the rugged, hilly land and small chasms of the Gor Pass, which meanders through a tapestry of earthy shades and textures. A bridge straddles the river with its line of trees, nourished by the underground water. These ephemeral rivers remain dry for much of the year until good summer rainfall fills up their catchment areas, and they rush towards the sea. The Tropic of Capricorn and the frontier stop of Solitaire. After the Gor Pass, signs for the Tropic of Capricorn come into view. The signposts are adorned with colorful stickers from the many travelers who have stopped to acknowledge one of the 5 major circles of latitude. 23 degrees is the southernmost latitude on the sun's annual pilgrimage that experiences the sun directly overhead at noon on Midsummer's Day. From here southwards the sun appears at less than a 90 angle. Solitaire, with its old rusting automobiles and its cactuses, has become a popular stop over the years for its frontier-like atmosphere and its apple crumble. Besides Moose McGregor's Desert Bakery, there is a fuel station and general dealer store, reminiscent of shops of old. The yearly rainfall levels are scrawled onto the blackboard on the outside wall, always an eye-opener in this arid part of the world. Welcome to the spectacular scenery of Namib Desert Lodge. 30 kilometers southward, after a scenic view of yellow grassland bisected by a line of green trees marking the Tsandab River, and edged in the distance by the mountains, you reach Namib Desert Lodge. The lodge has an impressive backdrop of fossilized dunes that were formed when the sand compacted into sandstone in the more humid climate that existed between 10 and 20 million years ago. For those guests disembarking here, enjoy a meal outdoors on the veranda, take a ride through the desert on an e-bike, walk along one of the desert trails and laze by the pool. One of the highlights of a stay at the lodge is the sundowner drive to the top of the dunes where you have a prime view of the magnificent desert vista, punctuated by a line of trees and fringed by mauve mountains. For those continuing to Caesium, the shuttle route continues southwards for 60 km to the Caesium camp, where guests are dropped off to proceed to their destinations and to explore the splendor of the Namib. More info about Caesium, 6 strips of rawhide. Caesium is the entrance to Sossusvlei, which is a 60 km drive further westward into the Namib Naukluft Park. A short drive from the camp leads to the small Caesium Canyon, carved by the Tsochab River over millions of years. 1 kilometer long and up to 30 meters deep in parts, the canyon was an important watering point for early pioneers, travelers and explorers, who paused at its edges to draw water from its depths, tying together six rings, strips of rawhide, hence the name Caesarium. And Sossusvlei, from Caesarium the road to Sossusvlei crosses the tree-lined and usually dry Soshab River and continues through the impressive dune landscape to the Sossusvlei parking area. It's another 5 kilometers on soft sand to the Flay itself. The word Sossusvlei refers to the Flay, seasonal lake, the end of the Tsoshab River's journey from the Nautluft and Zaris mountains to the desert. Once traveling all the way to the sea, the river is now curtailed by sand dunes, ending at Sossusvlei. Most of the time, the Flay is a large dry clay pan, encircled by apricot-colored star dunes, and accentuated by the green of camel thorn trees. In years of heavy summer rainfall, however, the Tsoshab River's catchment area fills up and the river rushes through Caesarium Canyon, on its course to the dry pan. For a brief period, Sossusvlei becomes an oasis. It is best viewed from a height, so walk a short distance up the dune or climb up the adjacent Big Mama Dune for a prime view of the Flay and the magnificent surroundings. There are a series of smaller Flays in the vicinity, Narrow Flay, Dead Flay, and Hidden Flay, separated from one another by small sand dunes. Dead Flay is the most popular and picturesque. Here, dead camelthorn trees, over 500 years old, stand like dark and stark sentinels juxtaposed against the resplendent orange, red dunes and the chalky white pan. Sossusvlei's star dunes are amongst the highest in the Namib. These dunes are caused by wind blowing from multiple directions. The sand in the Sossusvlei area is mostly comprised of quartz grains. It also contains mica, feldspar and heavier metals such as magnetite and garnet. The red color, resulting from the large amount of iron oxide in the sand, covers each grain in a thin coating, giving the desert its dramatic hues of deep, rich red.